First up, though, a new executive order President Trump issued 11 days ago tells federal agencies to spend the next 9 months studying the health of the defense industrial base. The order laments that the U.S. has lost about 2 million manufacturing jobs since 2000 and demands a whole-of-government approach to identify the industrial capacity and supply chains the U.S. needs to maintain national security. Retired Air Force General Hawk Carlisle is the president of the National Defense Industrial Association. He told me NDIA fully supports the study and wants to help.
I think the value that NDIA brings is we're an association that has 1,650 corporate members, small, medium, large business, I think, and we have divisions that are chapters and business that get together that are in a particular discipline like munitions or manufacturing and production or aviation. So I think what NDIA can provide is a lot of valuable information from our membership and a lot of research that's already gone into and some of the repository of information of where the defense industry may be either short in capability, i.e. the type of stuff we do and type of things our industrial base can do, as well as they probably have a good idea at capacity and what the capacity is and where we may be short in capacity. So I think NDIA can bring a lot of industry perspective, and then obviously we'll work very closely with the Department of Defense and the requirements that the Department of Defense sees and their strategy going forward. So I think we're in a great position to kind of bring that dialogue together here as part of NDIA.
You made a key point earlier, which was the allies piece, because the next time we go to war, it's certainly not going to be exclusively with U.S.-made equipment. So I'm not necessarily saying that they're focusing this or that they're going to focus this exclusively on the U.S. industrial base, but it would probably be a mistake not to include allies in the picture, right?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I mean, I think, we'll never fight alone. We'll never do anything alone. We won't fight alone. We'll never do humanitarian assistance, disaster response alone. We'll never do anything in between those two without our friends and partners. So I think their defense industry is part of it. And, you know, I also think, and this is, it's meant to enlighten, is that defense industry is a global industry. And so I think the teaming and partnership, I think the capacity, the subs in big programs, as well as small business and medium business, there is an international flavor to every bit of this. So our ability with our closest friends and partners and allies to work together in the defense industry for that industrial base that we need is incredibly important.
What about just the impacts of the fact that we do have a global supply chain now? And I am sure that there are components of U.S. weapons systems that are made in countries that are not Five Eye partners. Is that an issue that needs to be addressed as part of this review?
I definitely think it is. I think that our ability to get to those when we need them the most, and the fact that we wouldn't want a potential adversary to have a key component that that we wouldn't be able to get, or that would be less than the quality of the capability we want. So, I think that's definitely part of it. We know, for example, in the precious metals and the critical metals, there's kind of a corner on the market by the PRC, and that's a factor we've got to be cognizant of as we move forward for some of the components that we build. I think there's other things that we need to look at with reference to who makes what, and do we have the ability to find another location to get that if we need to, and how we do that with our friends and partners and allies together.
So as the government moves forward to try and get a better handle on what the DIB capacity is, including, as you said, surge capacity, it seems to me you want to also make sure that that stays current, because otherwise this study is just a snapshot in time, as valuable as that is. It seems like you'd want to come up with a way so that there's a constant two-way information flow between industry and the government so that we always have a good pulse of the sense of the health of the industrial base.
I think you're 100% correct, Jared, and I think that's one of the areas, again, where NDIA can be a key component in this, because we can help with the study, and then we can be that conduit between government, DOD, and Congress, and industry, and we can, with our divisions, we can keep a report capability so we keep it current, and we continually go back to to the government folks and say, hey, just be cognizant. There's an area here where we may have concern in the future with either capacity or capability, and there's things that we just need to be cognizant of. And I think NDIA could play that role of keeping industry and the government closely aligned with what we can do and what we need to be cognizant of.
Is there any mechanism like that exists today where you could flag an issue if it came up to DOD?
No, not that I know of, really. I mean, I think there's probably an ad hoc system where, you know, obviously big industry, medium and small industry combined with the Department of Defense, when we work our way through requirements from the Department of Defense, we work with Congress with our capability, I think we probably highlight areas that we're concerned about, but there's no formal process. I think it's just, in some cases, as far as I can tell from where I sit, it's just, you know, people being diligent and thinking about these things, but there's no set process by which we can highlight challenges that we may face in the future.
And I wanted to ask you quickly about impacts from the Budget Control Act. Obviously, that's hit procurement and RDT&E budgets for several consecutive years now. And I just wonder if you have a good sense of how much that has caused the capacity of defense companies to kind of atrophy.
It has been a terrible factor. It's been absolutely horrible for Department of Defense and the defense industry because a couple things happened. One, obviously, the Budget Control Act forced us to make some very, very difficult decisions where, you know, we wanted to keep doing something. We wanted to keep a program on track. We wanted to keep that industrial base. We wanted to buy the bigger numbers, so we kept the capacity up. But we just had to make a decision of we either, if we did that, we'd have to do that at the expense of maybe a higher priority for the war we're in, the fight we're in today. And so we had to just make incredibly terrible decisions when we ran out of resources because you either had to stop programs whole or you had to cut down the numbers so much that your capacity and your industrial base, your economic order quantity, you just don't reach it. So that hurts industry as well. So the Budget Control Act hurt us both in programs we had to stop as well as ones that we had to severely cut back to put us in a position where just it was really, really hard on the Department of Defense and on industry.